Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Anastasi back on the show. Tom is a longtime 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He is he's a professor of small businesses, future small business owners, and he is at Boston College, Boston University, I should say, Department of Organizational Behavior. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's a filmmaker extraordinaire. And as I say, he's been hanging out with us for almost a decade. He's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Spintheplate.com is how you find out about his film, which we've been telling you about now for a long time. Seemed like forever, Tom. You guys worked on that one.
Oh.
You want to give us a quick update on it?
Sure. So we last December, we won Best Inspirational Feature at the Culver City Festival out in Los Angeles.
Wow. Congratulations.
And then next
month.
That's
a big deal.
It is a big deal. And next month, we're going to be screening at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
Wow.
As part of the State Festival. So
wow.
We're excited that somebody besides us likes the movie.
good for you. Yeah, that's great. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It's an important work,
folks.
We're
getting ready to release on Amazon, so people will be able to streaming and DVD and Blu-ray.
Will you let us know when that's available, and we'll be sure to give you some love on that.
All right, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's not just the movie, the film, ladies and gentlemen, but the entrepreneurial story behind the film. Is a book. That's a book you need to write, Tom, right there. So let's talk about, I was telling the audience about $2 numbers that flummox a lot of small business owners as they try to operate their business. The first one is, what is the price that my product, that the market will bear to sell my product, that will be the absolute most that the market will bear, and give me the most margin? That number is an elusive one to find, but it's what we're all looking for. And sometimes I worry that people don't pay enough attention to that. I know too many small business owners leave a lot of money on the table because they don't maximize the price. The second number is, how much will the market bear for what we pay our employees, so that we can pay the maximum amount that will get us the best people without gutting our budget, right, Tom? And that's what you want to talk about today. How do we pay our people?
Yeah, so I know when I've owned small businesses, when you start off, you want to have as few employees as possible, because now you've got expenses you've got to pay. And, you know, and so what happens is that, you know, for instance, you know, a bookkeeper. So there comes a point where, you know, you just, you know, you pay a service, and then you might have a temp come in. You want to have continuity and things like that. But then comes a point where I'm just paying too much for the temp service. Maybe it's now cheaper to have, you know, a full-time or a part-time bookkeeper as an employee rather than as a contractor. But you think, how much do I pay that person? And if you pay too little, you're going to have a ton of turnover. And if you pay too much, again, you're kind of leaving money on the table. And believe it or not, I did this one time when my wife and I owned a miniature golf course. You know, we paid people way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And that first week, it was wonderful. You know, wow, people said, this is the best job I've ever had. I'm making way more than I ever did. And we thought, oh, my gosh, you're going to be really motivated. But what happened? After a while, people get complacent. And then we found that when we paid kind of what the market would bear, people worked much harder. And they never taught me that in business school. So
yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's a lesson you don't learn in business school. That's one of the chapters in that book, What They Didn't Teach Me in Business School, right, John? And so,
yes,
and that's a big, by the way, that's a huge book, isn't it? There are many chapters in that book. But the thing that I think a lot of people deal with is where do you start people? How much do you raise them over time? And if they're going to be with you a long time, how do you make sure you reward their performance without ultimately getting them to the point where they're making more money than you are?
Right. And so that actually, that's a whole other topic, is that, you know, for instance, when people pay salespeople, sometimes some of your top sales reps are going to be making more than you.
And you don't mind that, and you don't mind that so much because that's commissioned.
Exactly.
You want to pay. The happiest day in your life would be if every one of your salespeople were millionaires on commission, and you paid them, you know, a competitive commission rate. That'd be a happy time, wouldn't it?
It would be, but lots of times people can't handle that, so they cut the commission rate. But that's a whole other topic. So one of the things is that small business people can never compete, you know, with the big folks.
Sadly.
Right? They can never do that.
And more's
so
the opinion.
But on the other hand, remember, when people work for a small business, you can compensate them in ways other than money. So, for instance, a lot of people really like to be part of decision making, and so really involve people in decisions. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, have them make the decisions, but people really like to be part of the process and feel that they're part of something, because they're never going to get that in another company. Or, for instance, let's say somebody really wants – they're very creative, and they want to, you know, do some ads or things like that. You know, a big company would never let you do that. But in a small company, you say, yeah, here, you know, do the ad, we'll see how it works. And, again, that's a way to compensate people mm-hmm. without paying them.
There's another thing to not minimize. There are people who've already been working for big companies. They already know that they're done with that. They're through. That's behind them. They already know they're looking for a place where they can go and not be in a pressure cooker, where people know your name, where there's not a lot of politics. Even though they realize their total compensation package is probably going to be not as exciting as maybe the opportunity is not going to be as much. But they've already been there. So I think that's one thing. When you're paying some people, especially veterans, people have been around the block a time or two, you know, when you're trying to pay them, maybe you shouldn't be ashamed of what you're offering. Maybe that's exactly what they're looking for. The whole package, as Tom said. You know, all the different things you can do for them as a small business owner, the whole quality of life thing. TomAnastasi.com is his website. SpinThePlate.com is the film's website. We come back, we're going to talk some more about paying your people with Tom Anastasi. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.